From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States says it will send Special Forces soldiers to Syria. A small team of American ground troops will deploy to northern Syria to assist opposition groups in the fight against the Islamic State. The White House said Friday the president has authorized fewer than 50 U.S. Special Forces to coordinate Syrian local fighter movements with the U.S.-led coalition efforts. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the move does not mark the beginning of a military strategy to overthrow the Assad government.
The reason the president feels it's important for us to build the capacity of local forces to take the fight to ISIL in their own country is we want to enhance the ability of Iraqis and Syrians to provide for the security of their own country. The United States can't go in there and provide that security for them in perpetuity. We've tried that.
The deployment does mark the first U.S. ground forces sent to Syria for more than a raid or a specific mission. President Obama additionally approved consultations with Iraqi leaders to establish a special operations task force to strengthen efforts to weaken and defeat Islamic State leaders and networks. The United States, Russia, and more than a dozen other countries have directed the United Nations to start a new diplomatic process between Syria's government and opposition groups. The goal is to reach a nationwide ceasefire and a political transition, but without an explicit demand for President Bashar al-Assad to quickly leave power. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said that the countries, which included fierce regional rivals Iran and Saudi Arabia, all pledged to support an independent and secular Syria to maintain the country's institutions and to protect the rights of all Syrians. This